We're out there, ladies and gentlemen, without a net. The Joe Rogan Experience podcast is brought to you today by marijuana. Let's be honest.
Let's just start from the beginning. And let's
say that. You know, we thank a lot of things on this podcast. Like we have our sponsors. We thank people like the coconut water people who are not really a sponsor. Alienware, who's not really a sponsor. But God damn it, we need to thank marijuana.
Yeah,
we really do.
And fuck naked coconut water.
That stuff is terrible.
I saw you tweet that.
Oh, it's so bad.
It's totally different than C2O. Bad.
C2O yeah. is delicious and sweet.
Spoiled.
People who have had the crappy coconut water, they always talk shit about coconut water. They're like, why do you drink that? Are you trying to be like trendy? Like, I had no idea, okay? I found out from my friend Edwin. He came into jiu-jitsu class, and we had, mostly no-gi jiu-jitsu, but every now and then, guys decide to have like a Brazil night, so they put like geese on and brought coconut water. And dude gave me a coconut water, and I was like, "Well, that was nice." And you know, I was like looking forward to this fucking watered down elephant load sort of a taste. You know, it's a terrible taste. And instead, it was sweet and delicious. I was like, "What the fuck kind of coconut water is this?" That's how I found out about C2O. Like, I kept the can, and then went online and ordered it on Amazon. And as soon as it got there, I was like, well, let's see if this stuff is just like the stuff that he had.
By the way, those cans are hardcore. I bet that like when people go through trash and they find those, they're like, oh, fucking jackpot. Those things are worth like $2 or something.
They would be really good if the end of the world was coming and you wanted to make some sort of a can raft.
Yeah.
Seal them all up together.
Totally.
That would work.
Yeah, that's hardcore.
Yeah, it's so delicious. Like, if you've never liked coconut water, you need to try one of two things. First of all, fresh coconut water. Coconut water that's not pasteurized.
Whole Foods. They sell it with it already drilled and it has a sticker over it, and then you just peel the sticker off and drink right from it. It's great.
That is the best. Yes. If you can get that, that is the best.
Whole Foods.
But C2O is a close fucking second. And when I'm writing, like, especially when I'm brainstorming in my office, I got that little refrigerator right next to my desk. I'll drink four or five of those bitches. I got to get up to pee like every 40 minutes.
Right.
But they're so good. It's like it when you are working out hard and you drink some coconut water, it feels like the best thing ever. But Gatorade feels pretty good when you're tired, you know, and you work out and like you need something that's a little more potent than just water. Gatorade feels good, but coconut water feels fucking amazing. It's so delicious. And you feel like you're a healthy savage out there drinking some tropical fruit juice, you know? Ha! It's not even juice, it's water.
I know.
It's delicious shit. Super good for you, too.
I like that when you have the actual coconut, though, because then you get to kind of eat the coconut the inside like with like a spoon.
You know, C2O just told me they're going to send me a new case that has pulp in it. So it's like we had those from Amy and Brian's, which I like them.
The pulp?
Yeah, it's a weird thing. You're drinking something and there's like little chunky, chewy things inside of it. Yeah. But I like it.
Yeah, it's like goobers.
Yeah. it's coconut. It's like you're getting a little chewy coconut. You're getting a little fiber in the, you know, with the milk.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know. I like it. It's a weird thing, though. It's an acquired taste.
It's like olives.
You ever had chia seeds? Like a chia drink?
Like the stuff that makes the pet grow? The stuff that should be sprinkled on the chias.
Well, could you imagine if they like somehow knew that was a drug? Yeah. Well, you know, that is the case with morning glory seeds. Mm-hmm. Did you know that?
Yeah.
Morning glory seeds are like super psychedelic. Apparently, some of them are. Apparently, they've done something to some of the morning glory seeds that they sell in certain places. You got to be careful that they weren't chemically treated to kill the psychoactive effect of them, apparently. But if you get like pure morning glory seeds, it has a very like LSD type effect to it. That's pretty fucked up. Brian, did I lose you?
No, I was just thinking of how I was going to bring this into a Fleshlight commercial.
We're rolling, dude. It doesn't matter.
Should I take off this logo off your face so they can see the beautiful Joe Rogan?
No, don't even do that.
Don't even just tease him like
stay
that.
In the darkness.
All right.
thanks to let's fucking mix shit up. Thanks to onit.com. Let's go with them first.
Whoa.
What the fuck? Why not?
God.
Why not?
I guess I could have a boner during
this one.
Let's
get crazy. Let's close strong with the Fleshlight.
All right.
We have at onit.com, that's O-N-N-I-T, just in battle ropes and kettlebells. Wow. It's the newest products. If you're familiar with anybody who's ever done any sort of mixed martial arts training, if you ever watched like the UFC countdown shows, two really popular methods of conditioning are kettlebells and ropes. I personally have never used the battle ropes, and I'm looking forward to doing it, but I'm a big proponent of kettlebells. It's essentially the only way I...
This episode is brought to you by ZipRecruiter. If you're looking for something to do this summer, you might want to check out some of the upcoming fights. Even better, if you can catch them up close in person. It's quite an experience. But if you want to get the best seats, you have to act fast. And that's true for a lot of things in life, especially when it comes to hiring for your business. You need to hire the most talented people you can before the competition scoops them up. And to do that, you need ZipRecruiter. And luckily, you can try it for free at ZipRecruiter.com/Rogan. Got your eye on a rock star candidate? ZipRecruiter's invite to apply feature lets you cut the line. Once you review ZipRecruiter's list of the most qualified candidates for your job, you can easily invite your top choices to apply to encourage them to apply sooner. So, amp up your hiring performance with ZipRecruiter and find the best fast. See why 4 out of 5 employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. Just go to ZipRecruiter.com/Rogan to try it for free right now. Again, that's ZipRecruiter.com/Rogan. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. This episode is brought to you by Armra Colostrum. Colostrum is a safe, bioactive whole food that has long been the closed-guarded secret of insiders and the elite. But not anymore. Armra Colostrum, which in my opinion is the best colostrum on the market, is a premium bovine colostrum concentrate that utilizes proprietary cold-chain biopotent pasteurization technology to ensure its over 400 nutrients retain the purest integrity and bioavailability for maximum benefits. In research, Armra Colostrum has been found to confer 32% faster and stronger antibacterial immune protection than other colostrum products on the market. Plus, in a third-party clinical study, participants using Armra Colostrum experienced whole body benefits. 78% of the people noticed an improvement in their IBS symptoms. 80% saw improved strength, endurance, and lean muscle mass, and 87% reported improvement in their fitness recovery. Transform your health at the cellular level. Go to tryarmra.com/Rogan and enter the code Rogan to receive 15% off your first order. This episode is brought to you by Manscaped. Guys, you're responsible for taking care of you, and that means spending some time cleaning yourself up. But I know that can be a challenge, especially when you're not sure what products or razors to use. So to help you get started, I want to recommend Manscaped. They can help you take care of all your grooming needs, even when it comes to your more sensitive areas, or as our friends at Manscaped like to call them, the boys. Their trimmers, the Lawnmower 3.0 Plus, 4.0 Pro, and 5.0 Ultra are all equipped with skin-safe technology to help reduce the risk of grooming accidents. They're also waterproof and come with an LED spotlight so you can actually see what you're shaving. And I know that summer's coming, which means vacations and traveling for a lot of you. Well, Manscaped has you covered. Their trimmers come with a convenient travel case that you can easily pack and bring along. For the best you and your boys have ever looked, trust Manscaped. Get 20% off plus free shipping with the code Rogan at manscaped.com. That's 20% off plus free shipping with the code Rogan at manscaped.com. Tap the banner to learn more. Skin-safe technology does not guarantee cut protection. This episode is brought to you by BetterHelp. You guys know how much it means to me to stay in shape physically, but your mental well-being is just as important. When we keep things bottled up, it can start to affect us negatively. Even if it seems like something small, like maybe you're stressed about work, maybe you feel a little lonely, it all starts to add up. And if you don't deal with it, well, these feelings will sit there and continue to fester. One way to work through whatever's weighing you down is talking. It helps more than you think. And if you need a safe place for that conversation, I recommend therapy. It's a great tool that you can use to figure out your feelings and learn positive coping skills. So if you want to give therapy a try, check out BetterHelp. It's entirely online, convenient, and flexible. It's easy to get started, too. Just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist. And you can even switch therapists at any time for no additional charge. Get it off your chest with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/JRE today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/JRE.
Lift weights these days. I feel like it gives me like what it is. If you've never seen it before, it looks like a bowling ball with a handle on it. It's a giant ball of lead, and you know you can get them as light as 10 pounds, and you can get them heavy up. You know, you get 70 pounders or nine. Some dudes can throw around like 120 pounders, like big giant crazy dudes. Really unnecessary though. If you want to get a great workout, you can get a great workout with a 35-pound kettlebell. It sounds ridiculous. But there are some, by the way, which are sold out now because we've been talking about them on the podcast.
Really?
Yeah, you can't get that. They tried buying those videos that we talked about, that extreme kettlebell cardio workout.
Right.
Dudes are texting me saying that they're sold out everywhere now. So I'm glad because it's a really good product. And I make no money from that. I just want to let you know. Just letting people know what the fuck is good.
I think I just got shocked.
I think you did too. I saw you move funny. I thought maybe it was a spider bite and you're going to turn into a fucking Spider-Man. I thought this was some sort of viral marketing.
Jesus Christ.
Isn't there a new
Spider-Man? This place is haunted tonight.
Yeah, it's not haunted, man. We got issues.
I just got shocked.
You're going to be okay, sweetie.
How?
Anyway, onnit.com. Go check it out. I took my 3 Alpha Brains right before the show. What is Alpha Brain, Joe? It is a cognitive enhancing supplement. What does that mean? It's called a nootropic. What they are essentially nutrients that are supposed to increase your brain's ability to produce neurotransmitters. Now, that coming out of my mouth is just really a bunch of noise because I'm way too fucking stupid to understand the science behind any of that. Thankfully, there have been some really intelligent people that have sort of deciphered it. If you go to onnit.com, there is a link where you can see the science behind onnit and the science behind nootropics. And I suggest that if you're interested in any sort of vitamin or supplement or anything that you're going to put into your body, you should do a little research on it. I mean, people don't like to do that. I just like to take things. But there's a lot of research, pro and con, about nootropics and about even vitamins. I am a very strong believer in health and nutrition and vitamins. I'm a really strong believer in eating really good food, but I also believe that you help your body with nutrients. I've had personal health issues that I've helped with vitamins. I know they have a positive effect on your body. You know, I think you have to just be careful about what you take into your body on a regular basis. And if you're interested in any sort of nootropic formula, like whether it's onnit, Alpha Brain, or Bill Romanowski stuff, Neuro One that I've talked about before, or any of a number of mixtures that people put together online, just Google it. Google, look into that shit. If you're interested in getting Alpha Brain, the first 30 pills, when you buy any of our supplements, the first 30 pills are 100% money-back guarantee. If you don't like it, you don't even have to send back in the product. You just say, this isn't for me. That's how confident we are, first of all, in the product and how much we really want to make sure that nobody feels like they're getting ripped off. That's just a fact. And if you buy it and you don't like it, and then we're done. It's okay. It's like everybody's different. I could not tell you how your brain functions. I could not tell you how your body feels. I know for a fact that there's some supplements that I enjoy that other people don't enjoy, and some shit that they use that I try it and it doesn't do anything for me. Everybody's system is slightly tweaked in one way or the other. So we want to make sure that no one feels ripped off. But these are really good products, and they're products that I have been involved with long before I was in a business relationship with them. I've always been a fan of nootropics and vitamins, period. Go check it out. Onnit.com, O-N-N-I-T. Use the code name Rogan. Save yourself 10% off. We are also brought to you by our first and our longest friend in this podcast venture, the Fleshlight.
I just came already from Battle Ropes. Now I don't even have a hard-on for this Fleshlight.
Why? How did you come from Battle Ropes?
Because I was thinking about them.
Battle Ropes make you come?
Girls with really big boobs swinging those battle ropes around naked.
I would think that you would be worried about that because those girls maybe could kill you with their hands. Any girl could whip those battle ropes around?
Did you know Fleshlights sell toys now for women? Like really high-end vibrators?
Like big dicks?
No, like really good vibrators now.
Oh, really?
Yeah, for women.
They're new?
Like
a new product?
Like a high-end versions.
High-end?
Yeah.
Like a Mercedes? Like what is it?
Well, not just like a cheap-ass, crappy rabbit or something like that. They actually sell
what
like
is the really, the best one? What is the? I mean, is there like a fleshlight of dildos?
Yeah.
What is it? Is it the rabbit or
I'm
something?
Paranoid. I'm getting shocked.
Yeah, you could die over there. If you die over there, dude, I want you to know I love you. I want to. I'm so selfish. I don't care if he dies. I just want you to think good about me before you die.
I don't know what I'm doing over here. I'm getting shocked.
Maybe we should just wrap up these commercials.
I'm scared to touch everything now.
Apparently, Fleshlight has dildos. Well, Brian, we would know. He is the expert.
Oh, yeah.
If there's a guy looking for dildos, I would say, do you think Brian knows what he's talking about? I'd be like, oh, yeah, he knows. That's part of Brian's charm. He knows shit about dildos.
Female toys. If you go to fleshlight.com, they have a thing for female toys. And one of them is, it looks like...
Oh, Jesus.
Oh, okay. I think these are the kinds that are the enjoys or...
See, dudes would be way happier with vibrators and dildos and stuff if they weren't shaped like dicks. If, like, the best thing for a woman's pussy was, like, something, you know, mechanical and boxy looking and, you know what I mean, like, with a tongue, right. And they just clamp it on the clit and it just... If that was, like, a real sex toy, we would be cool with that. I think what trips guys out is these giant monster phallics. You know, these giant phallic symbols, these giant dildos, these fake dicks.
Oh, they sell Lilos. No, that makes sense. They don't make them. Lilos are really high-end vibrators. Like, that's what all the girls in either know are like.
Is that what you're saying? Yeah. The Fleshlight sells those?
Yeah, they
sell
them
on their own.
Yeah, they just sell Lilos, which is the best. Those are the ones that, you know, they're like the alien wares.
Of dildos?
Dildos.
Wow, that's really sweet. That's cool. Brian, you are a silly bitch.
You're a silly bitch.
How dare you? Fleshlight has been a longtime sponsor of the podcast, and it's an embarrassing subject for some folks, and it makes me cringe whenever we have a serious guest on the podcast, and I have to mention the fact that we're sponsored by a rubber pussy, but it's a good product, folks, all right? And it is what it is, and everybody needs to settle the fuck down. All right. Hit the music. Use the code name Rogan and save yourself 15% off the number one sex toy for men. That's right, bitches. And just when you thought it was impossible to do that commercial any differently.
The Joe Rogan Experience.
Train by day, Joe Rogan podcast by night, all day.
That's a nice one.
Josh Barnett is one of those old school savages that will actually try to drive a 1969 Oldsmobile. He, like, drives that shit like it's a regular car. Like, he actually gets on the highway and is like, I'm going to go somewhere in my 1969 Oldsmobile. So his crazy ass drove all the way from Orange County on the 405, which is stopped dead like a parking lot 90% of the time. So he drove... That's a big exaggeration. Okay? It's not even 50% of the time. But when it's stopped dead, it's a motherfucker. It is a motherfucker. It's hard to wrap your head around how long it's going to take you, because if you look, there's like... Is there five or six lanes on each side? In some spots, at least five.
Yeah.
At least five, maybe six lanes on each side. And when I am talking about... There's no room. It's just all car for miles. There's no space in between the cars. All the cars. So even if they like started at the beginning, they start at the front of the line, and that guy moves ahead, and then the next guy moves behind him, and they all pick up speed to highway speed. You're there for a fucking hour,
right?
Because it's just getting these cars to move is insane. It gives you this sense of futility. It's like you look at it, and you're like, these numbers are impossible. Is anybody monitoring these numbers? What happens when they get completely untenable? What happens when they're just unmanageable? What happens when it's just so beyond belief? When there's so many cars, no one can move anywhere. What do we do then?
We fly.
I'll tell you what we don't do. We don't drive 1969 Oldsmobiles on the highway like they're real cars. Silly.
I'm having
Josh
so much
Barnett.
Fun with my car. I haven't owned a car that I've enjoyed for a very long time. Like I now enjoy like flying around in my car.
Yeah, well, when you get used to a nimble car that can move around. We were talking about this earlier, like about how old cars are I was actually talking about it with the staff, that old cars, like when you see like a 1969 like Corvette or something like that, that's like a work of art made by a bunch of people in a factory. You know, they put that thing together and they screwed those bolts in place and they made that thing, and it has like this work of art sort of a quality to it that makes it really cool. But those things drive like shit. Those things are ridiculously bad. They're not balanced right. They go around corners all fucked up. Like, old muscle cars are the dopiest fucking things to drive ever. They're really dangerous for the most part, unless you've completely upgraded their brakes. You know, like, I was talking to Bill Burr. Bill Burr has, like, a 1950 pickup truck.
It's so cool.
It's so cool. It sounds awesome. It's like, you open the hood, you could climb in there with the engine and you know, polish it with a toothbrush. I mean, it's so big. I mean, the whole thing is just ridiculous.
And you look at it, and you can actually think, like, oh, I could actually work on this car if I had to.
Yeah.
You know, like, I worked on my car growing up. My dad made me work on cars growing up, and I actually could see, like, all right, that's the engine. That's the alternator.
Yeah.
That's the... clutch.
Yeah, that is the thrill about those kind of cars.
Yeah.
Is that you can go to, you know, some like dealership, you know, and buy like old parts for an old Corvette. Like, you can order them.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, you can go somewhere. Like, I know Year One, they make parts for like all old cars. They make replacement fenders. They make all. They started manufacturing shit. Because so many people love, like, taking old cars and redoing them. And this Josh Barnett is silly for that shit. He loves it. He loves cars. If you look at his Twitter, it's, like, all, like, death metal and muscle cars. Josh Barnett's a savage. He's a legit savage. You look at him, he's, like, clearly got some crazy Viking gene thing going on.
Yeah.
You know, he wants to dominate the world. He drives muscle cars and listens to death metal. It's going to be a fucking awesome podcast, Brian.
I'm excited.
It's epic. But right now, he's stuck in traffic, so what's up?
This weekend's going to be fun, man.
Yeah.
We're going to have a great UFC. And
yeah, this weekend is Chael Sonnen versus Anderson Silva 2, the rematch. That's going to be scary.
You should stay an extra day and do the rehab thing with us.
Yeah, well, why don't you talk about what you're doing, because I don't know if I will be able to.
We're in talks right now, and it might start as
if you're
early
in talks, maybe
Sunday.
You shouldn't.
No, it's fine. It's already. Okay. No, we already announced it on that last nighty show.
I didn't mean like completely tease them.
Right.
Just a little bit.
Okay.
No.
I will.
Look.
Yeah, we're going every Sunday. We're going to start podcasting live from rehab, which is at the Hard Rock Hotel and
you
casino.
Should bring penicillin with you to Vegas.
No, I know it's.
You should bring.
I think it's dangerous. I think I have to really like. I'm going to fly in, do it, and fly out. I think.
Oh yeah,
I think
totally. You're totally.
I think
I'm going to
start doing
that.
And cocaine.
Right.
I'm just going to go all in.
Yeah, you got to be careful.
Yeah, that's dangerous, right?
No, yeah,
I was kidding.
Your liver.
But I guess the DJ is the guy from Jersey Shore.
Which one, Paulie?
No, the one that always has a really nice hair. That. You know the one I'm talking about? Like, he would
I
hear
think
my...
that's Paulie D.
Oh, Paulie, yeah. MC Paulie.
His hair sticks straight up?
Yeah.
Is that his name?
Yeah, and he DJs the whole thing.
I met the Situation when we were in
He's
Houston.
He's a nice guy, right?
He's a very nice guy. Very nice guy. Give me a big hug. Really friendly. Not a bad guy at all. I think it's funny. He's trying to make something out of an opportunity. You know, came up. The kid ran with it. He's got a great personality. People like him. You know, you can make fun of him all day, but the kid's making millions of dollars by showing his abs.
Fuck yeah.
And he's just partying. I mean, it's really kind of cute.
Yeah.
He ain't a bad guy. You know, he ain't a bad guy at all. I mean, I see him on the show, and look, followed me around when I was 21. You'd think I was a way bigger douchebag than that guy.
Yeah.
He ain't a bad guy.
Yeah, it's got to be UFC and then maybe rehab and then Doug Benson's show at
Palace Station. Where's Doug Benson's show?
Palace Station.
Sunday night?
Yeah, he's doing a live podcast type thing.
I predict chaos. Doug Benson.
The whole weekend.
They better not try to smoke weed at a Doug Benson show at the Palace casinos.
Right.
Yeah, you got to be careful about that. Because a lot of people in Vegas are from old school Vegas. Like,
right.
If you ever Fear and Loathing in Las Vegas, the classic work of my favorite author, Hunter Thompson, and he had that whole thing about they were on their way to Barstow when the drugs began to take hold. I mean, it's fucking great. But that Vegas of, like, fear and everything was illegal, and if you got caught with pot, you would do life in jail. Like, if they pulled you over for pot, you could do 20 fucking years, and that's not bullshit. And there's probably a lot of people who did. probably a lot of kids who got high in California, drove on the way to Vegas and got arrested and spent years in jail. I mean, it's really scary. It's scary to stop and think about that. And the people that are running a lot of those casinos, those guys have been, well, I started out in the dunes in 69 and then I moved over to, you know, those fucking old school guys. They don't fuck around, man. You can't be thinking you're going to light up joints at one of those local casinos.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
You just don't do it. I mean, yeah. That's why you just drink heavily and make really bad decisions, and you don't remember anything, and it stays there.
It's the Palace Station?
Yeah, Palace Station
those are all,
Sunday.
You know,
yeah.
Those are all owned by Zuffa.
Oh, really?
Yeah, well, the same guys, the Fertitta brothers.
Oh, yeah. Shit.
I should say the Fertitta brothers own Zuffa, and Zuffa owns UFC, because that's actually how it works. But yeah, they got some cash.
So I could get in trouble, and I'll be safe?
I don't say that. No, it might be the exact opposite. You might be a liability.
Right.
They might dig a hole for you out there in the fucking sand. Listen.
Old school.
Keep it together. Keep it together, Reichel. No, I just don't think that Doug should encourage anybody to spark up.
I didn't even think of that. Yeah, I'm not. I'm going to have to be in watch.
There's places where you can get away with that. But most places, no. Especially Doug knows that. Yeah. Like, I don't think any. You can't smoke a cigarette in a theater, okay? It's right. The same reason why you can't smoke a joint. Because I don't want you lighting something on fire, you stupid fuck. I don't trust you. Who knows who's got, like, pure moonshine in their, you know, their soda bottle.
Right.
And they spill it, and then someone drops a lighter on it, and we're fucked. Oh, and then there's a blazing fire inside the comedy club. Oh, you can guarantee that's not going to happen? No, you can't. Anything. You shouldn't introduce fire into a room packed with people, period. That's why I don't believe in candles. That's why I love these little things that you've done.
Yeah.
These little pods that you got. Yeah. These are some little sweet jammies that Brian has. And he's got these little pods all around the room where they recharge.
Yeah,
and there are little batteries in there.
Yeah.
And they have different colors.
Yeah. And they're almost impossible to turn off, which really frustrates me.
How do you get them to change color? I'm just moving them around.
Yeah,
to change color.
There's no rhyme or reason, and the directions, like the directions, are purposely insane. Like they don't have anything to do with the product at all. And I think they just do it to fuck with you because you're like anyone that buys these, they're just going to trip out anyway.
You know what? We got to think who would buy these. If I was the government, this is exactly what I would do. I would take the first like GPS tracking devices that we distribute out there into the world and target stoners. So lava lamps, I would arm those, and these fucking silly lights. I would only go after the stoners.
They need some lava lamp technology. They need to put like LCD screens inside the lava, and then so like when you're watching a lava lamp, it's just like warp TVs or something like that. You know what I mean? Like, what if it was like the liquid was like a TV screen?
Oh,
you know
wow! What I mean? So like you could have like that technology. That would be annoying.
It'd be weird, but you could have it tuned into anything.
Well, you know what? It'd be cool. It'd be cool for a wall effect. It would be cool if you projected it on a wall.
Yeah.
You know, and then, you know.
Projected lava lamp?
Yeah.
I think they do that at most, like, rave clubs.
Well, they
stuff.
Fake it. They really they don't project an actual lava lamp.
Right.
They project a video of a lava lamp, perhaps.
Yeah.
It's all video. You know, they don't actually project the lava lamp itself. What?
What?
Exactly.
Have you ever been to that rehab, though? Have you ever been to one of those parties?
I don't think so. Maybe. Long time ago, maybe. The those things are fun, man, but you can get sunburnt. And you get fucking drunk out there, and got to be careful don't fall in and drown.
Yeah. Just look at this, though. Look at
you got to wonder how many people are peeing in that water, because it's not just one.
Look at this shit, though. This is like spring break.
It's crazy.
And it's just insane.
Dude, Vegas is on another level. It is on another level of debauchery. People are just tightly wound, and Vegas is the one place where it's okay to make out with your girlfriend. And girls start making out with each other for the first time. And look at that. See? Right there. Right when I said that.
Tranny.
On cue. On cue. Was it a tranny?
Yeah.
Well, just, you're going to get a little of that now and then. Wow, these girls are grinding on each other and grinding on
Imagine
guys.
Podcasting here.
I don't think that would be good. I don't think those are our people.
You don't think these
people. I think the only way it would work is if everyone here just branched off and fucked. and got this out of your system. There's no way you can put on a podcast with so much slinging dick and pussy all over the place. As you look, who's going to give a fuck about anything we have to say? You're going to be thinking about, I think I can fuck her. I think she wants to fuck, and she's thinking, I think he's going to fuck me. Oh, my God, should I let him fuck me? And then you're doing shots together, and next thing you know it.
We're floating the river thing.
Yeah, you got to fuck, get that shit out of your system, then come down and listen to us assholes rant. Because otherwise, you're not going to be interested. Why would you be interested in what anything that we have to say? Well, there's so much pussy everywhere.
That's insane of this.
This is why the Arabs hate us, bro. Videos like this. Videos like this get out. And they don't even let chicks wear their fucking regular dresses. You have to wear burqas and shit. You know, Islamic fundamentalists, they look at this is the downfall of Western civilization. This is Babylon to them. You know, of course it's all ridiculous, and of course, you know, they're completely hypocritical for the most part. Even the guys that were on the planes that flew into the Twin Towers, those guys were at strip clubs like a couple of nights before. But this is what they point to. If you want to point to the decline of Western civilization, they point to all this undisciplined life. But what they don't understand is they live in a place where you have to be strict and disciplined. You live in a fucking shitty desert. You know, if you live in a terrible, terrible environment and, you know, and everyone is like really strict and really harsh and mean, that's because the environment you live in sucks. No one can relax. So the only people that survive are the people that are like super hardcore.
If the world ends, Vegas would be safer than LA though, right? Because I know, yes. I know there's no water or anything really there.
Oh, sure there is. But there's Lake Mead.
Oh, okay. Right.
There's a big lake there. I think it's a fake lake, though. I don't know if it's an artificial lake. I don't think it might have been built by a dam or something like that, but it's there.
Right.
And it's awesome. And they have striped bass in there. You could go fishing in there. But yeah, I think Vegas is probably safer than LA. I don't think they would. If they're attacking America, they want to attack our banking system. If someone was trying to be a terrorist, they would try to attack massive population centers. Vegas, for all its craziness, doesn't really have that many people living there. It's a fairly small town.
It'd be easy to escape.
Well, if the shit hits the fan, the resources are going to run dry really quick. You're not going to be able to bring in any food. And then it's like, what are you eating? What do you eat? There's nothing there. And it's going to be like it really should be, which is a desert. And I'm not saying there's anything wrong with living in the desert. It's just the only way to live in the desert today in this world is you have to have modern power. You have to have food. You have to have supermarkets. You have to be able to get water. That has to come to you if you live in the desert. Because if it's just you living in the desert, you're kind of fucked. There's no food out there. How are you going to grow food? You can't even. There's no water. You know what I'm saying? Unless you're bringing water in. You can't really live in the desert. So the only way to live in the desert is with modern means. And when the shit hits the fan, if you're living in the desert, those modern means will be useless, and then you got to get the fuck out of the desert.
So probably the most, like, probably the best places then would be something like, you know, Ohio, Pacific Northwest. Michigan.
Not bad, but the winter is a problem.
Right.
Transportation's a real cunt. You know, you're going to ride horses back and forth everywhere. That's the only way to get around, and you don't want to go too far on a fucking horse. You know, you don't want to do that. You don't want to go too far if you have to drag shit, if the horses have to drag lumber and stuff. You're going to want to be as self-sustaining as possible.
That's why we'll have dogs. You know, we'll have sleighs and dogs. And we'll be like that shit.
It doesn't get that snowy. You can't count on it to be that snowy. It's ridiculous.
Pekingese.
That doesn't make any sense.
Like reindeers. Tons of all those chihuahuas, they will all be put to use as horses.
No, they would be they'd trample on each other, and we'd hate them. We'd find out how mean they really are. They'd be biting the ones underneath them as they're trying to pull your sled.
I was watching old Looney Tunes this weekend because this guy named Fast Eddie told me to watch. He's like, do you remember?
Wait a minute. You know a dude named Fast Eddie?
Yeah.
Has he tried to stick his dick in your mouth?
No.
Not yet?
No. I don't know if that's his real name.
If a guy makes you call him Fast Eddie. Hey, what's my name? Fast Eddie. They call me Fast Eddie. There's one Fast Eddie, all right? And it's Fast Eddie Felsen from The Fucking Hustler. It's Paul fucking Newman.
That's who it was. The guy, the original guy.
That's Fast Eddie. You can't call yourself Fast Eddie. That's completely
He's a guy
ridiculous.
From the Comedy Store, do you know?
Who?
Hispanic guy?
No, but he can't call himself Fast Eddie. If somebody else wants to call him Fast Eddie, that's cool.
No, I don't
cool.
think he calls himself.
First of all, you better be able to play pool, bitch. You want to call yourself Fast Eddie?
I don't think he calls himself. I think other people call him.
But they better stop. They better stop. There's one Fast Eddie. Fast Eddie Felsen.
What was I talking about?
Paul Newman, the hustler. Jackie Gleason.
No.
That's what you're talking about, bitch. I think it was 63. I don't remember what year it was. Somewhere in 1960s, early 60s. But God, what a movie, man. What a great fucking movie. And if you're a pool player, that's like, you know, that movie's like the holy grail of movies. That's the holy grail of pool movies, because it was like a really good dramatic film, and it captured this guy's obsession to be the best pool player. Although, quite honestly, Paul Newman really does not have a very believable stroke. He needed to stay down the ball a little bit more. His follow-through was a little ham-fisted, whereas Jackie Gleason had a real stroke. Jackie Gleason could actually run 100 balls, I believe. I believe he at least ran 75 balls. He was a real player. You could tell by the way he would pocket balls. Like, he was, you know, he grew up on pool tables.
Did you hear Andy Griffin died today?
Andy Griffin? Yeah. From the Andy Griffin Show?
Yeah.
Oh, that sucks.
That does suck. That's like one of those, aww.
Yeah. Nobody hated that guy. He's a fucking nice guy.
Yeah. Except, and he's already buried. He died today, and he's already buried.
Wow.
Because he wanted an immediate burial.
Oh, he probably didn't want to be embalmed or something.
Yeah.
Is that possible? Can you say?
I think you're allowed to do embalmed? That. Just put a bunch of...
What kind of craziness is this? The universe eats our bodies, all right? That's just the way it is. It's set up. There's a bunch of shit inside the soil. Okay, the soil is not just dirt. Soil is alive. It's alive with minerals. It's alive with organisms.
Just a bunch of dead people, actually.
There's a bunch of shit in there that would eat your body, and that's what it's supposed to do. And you poison that stuff, you know, poison your bodies, and then cover them with makeup so what? So people can stare at them, pretend you're not dead? Why do you have a dead person with fucking makeup on lying in a bed with a rosary wrapped around their frozen, frigid hands? Just bury them. This is craziness. Staring at a body doesn't do anybody any good.
What if we totally misguessed like how old the planet is, and that actually all the dirt is just tons and tons of dead people from like billions and billions of years, and like in the middle there's just one person, and that's God, and he's just sitting there like on like in the middle of nowhere?
Well, that's kind of funny, because that's what like some beaches that are covered in fish bones. Like the sand is actually like fish bones. Like where they have big die-offs. Like, what is that?
The Salton Sea.
Yes, yeah. The Salton Sea, exactly. There's areas. Have you gone personally?
No, I don't want to go to that shit.
We talked about doing a podcast there once, but we like sobered up. And we're like,
I've talked to so many people since then, that because now that I know what it is, that talk about it. Like, oh, I went there. Was it like, yeah, it stinks. It's I don't know if I recommend. It's all right. It's kind of weird, but nah. It was a pretty miserable day. I'm like, oh, I don't. That doesn't sound good.
Wow. Yeah. Well, if you don't know what it is, there's some fucking amazing documentary on it. Is it who made that? What is it? The trial? Something in Pleasures of the Salton Sea. Do you remember the name of the documentary?
No.
God damn it. I'm gonna have to look it up, because it's really a fascinating documentary, and it was all showing how it used to be. It used to be like this amazing resort town.
Are you binging it?
No, I'm Googling it, bitch.
Did you see that Google, that picture of that Google car that got in a car accident? One of
Hey, I want to tell you something though, man. Before you change the subject on that, that binging thing,
yeah.
I tried Googling something and it binged me.
Oh, okay? On your laptop?
Yes. I wrote Google and I did a Google search, and through some Microsoft fuckery, it became a Bing search.
Yeah.
It was not, I did not do that though. I did not turn it into a Bing search. It became a Bing search. I was like, wow, I don't think I like that. I think that's kind of creepy. Even if it's just that's fuckery.
Yeah, Microsoft's tricky like that.
That's immediate fuckery. I've had this thing for 2 weeks. That kind of shit creeps me out.
Yeah.
You know, let me Google it, bitch. Why are you so scared?
You'll forget about it, though. You'll be getting binged all the time. You won't even realize.
What the fuck was I Google searching, dude?
How to come down from really high weed. Quickly.
Weren't you telling me to Google or something?
The documentary on the...
Oh, yeah. Salton Sea. Jesus
Salt
Christ.
Salton Sea.
Jesus. Let's see. I think it's John Waters.
John Waters.
Oh, God.
He just loves documentaries about
this
hydrations.
No, it's more of that's it. Plagues and Pleasures of the Salton Sea. That's the documentary, and it's really a special documentary. It's really interesting, because this area in our lifetime went from being this amazing resort where everybody went to party, to being a complete mess. Everybody moved out. It looks like the apocalypse, man. The video is insane. Like, when you look at what it used to be like, everybody was like driving around their motorboats and catching fish, and they were all drinking and partying. It was like some crazy like resort where like Sonny Bono grew up, And he was a part of this big movement to try to bring it back. And then you see what it became, and you realize that that can happen inside our lifetime. From fucking Sonny Bono. The Sonny and Cher show was on when I was a kid. I remember when Sonny Bono died when he went skiing into a fucking tree. I was sad. Sonny Bono seemed like a nice guy. And from that era, from his life till now, apocalypse. The whole thing is just dead fish. So much dead fish that the sand is bones. There's a bony, crunchy sand.
The whole place just stinks of
dead
death.
They have massive fish die-offs where like a million fish will die.
Yeah.
And they flood like the inland areas. So like all the boats have rotten fish around them.
I wonder if it's like a bucket of dead pussies, you know, like just like that bad, or if it's just like, you know, like fishy bad, you know.
It's probably death. It's probably the most depressing smell ever. I don't think you could be happy smelling a million dead fish. It's like nature is letting you know there's a terrible thing here. This is whatever's going on here. This is terrible. It's led a million organisms to shit out and just stop existing instantaneously. That's not good.
Yeah.
But it looks like it used to be awesome. It's crazy to watch. It looks like it used to be this badass place that everybody would go to. And, you know, you'd go to get your party on. And in our lifetime, it's become a nightmare. And in this documentary, though, some dudes say it's not. Some dudes say it's all hype. And one guy was in the documentary that actually eats the fish. He eats it like sashimi. He doesn't even cook it. He just fillets it. And I was like, wow. But maybe his body's just like so used to that. Maybe he's like, while he's doing that, he's got three cigarettes in his mouth at the same time. He doesn't give a fuck about some fucking pollution.
Right.
You know? I mean, if you really think about it, if you're a cigarette smoker, you'd be even concerned about pollution?
No.
There's no way it could be possibly as bad as the shit you're self-inflicting.
Right.
You're voluntarily pumping that shit into your system. Eat some dirty sashimi. What are you worried about?
I think I'm done with sushi. I'm just done with it. Getting sick that last time really scared me away from it, I think.
Well, you can really fuck your system up if you get a parasite. And they say that if you want to be really careful, you should only eat saltwater sushi. You should only eat, like, tuna. And you got to be careful with freshwater stuff because freshwater stuff can contain parasites. And Yes. You really should cook a lot of freshwater fishes.
Oh, I didn't
there's,
know that.
Yeah, there's certain fish that have parasites. Like, salmon can have parasites. You have to be careful, and you can get sick, man. You can fuck up your digestive tract, you know, and it's just not good to have little fucking parasites inside your body, cunting it up.
You really got to see Ted, man. That was a really, really good, fun movie.
And if
you're like Family Guy, it feels good. I like how he used a lot of the characters in Family Guy, but the actor parts, you know, like the real people are actors in the movie.
Oh.
So everything just feels comfortable. It's funny. There's a lot of drug use. Like there's mushrooms and weed in it.
You know, when I heard that movie did good, I felt like a good guy. One,
yeah,
you know what
absolutely.
I mean. Like Seth MacFarlane is I only met him once. I did an episode of, I think that someone was on Fear Factor or something like that on a show, and I did it on, and then they made fun of me in American Dad too, so that was kind of cool.
I want to, but I have him tweet to get him on a podcast or something.
I'm sure he's busy as fuck now that his movie's gigantic. Now his movie took off, but he's just a genuinely nice dude. Like when I met him, he was like genuine. Like you can tell when someone's like he has a genuine smile, like a friendly dude.
Yeah.
So it's nice when, you know, you find out he's doing well. But don't the South Park guys hate him?
No,
I
don't know.
Didn't they shit on him?
I think it's just, they're just, you know, competitive.
Is that what it is?
I don't know. I don't think they hate him.
Yeah, I don't know.
Who knows? Those,
you know, Matt Stone and Trey Parker, I mean, especially Trey Parker, he's such a fucking genius that it's like, you gotta, like, let him go nutty every now and then on things. It's just, it comes with the program. Like, he's out there, like, for how many years now? Putting out the edgiest,
70,
most badass cartoon in the history of the world. I mean, Family Guy's a nice cartoon. It's a fun show, and I do. Oh, you all right?
Oh,
holy
God,
shit!
God. That was crazy,
dude. You got a short somewhere. We should shut this thing down.
Ow. Did you see that?
Yeah, you got to stop licking the microphone. You fuck. You shorted everything out.
Cheek.
It's from you drooling, bro. That's what it is. You want to kill the podcast and try to figure out what's going on?
Yeah, better. That sparked my face. Did you see the spark?
Ladies and gentlemen, this day seems to be cursed. I'm glad that the podcast started at least a little late because we would have been stumbling idiots. We got a hold of some pot that is from another planet. As Joey Diaz would say, they say shit they gave Kennedy before they took the top off the convertible.
Wow.
You all right? Are you going to die?
I don't. It sparked like light.
Just do the podcast from over there. You'll be good.
Yeah, we have a serious short over here.
That's really throw some water on it. It'll be fine. Just.
That was a white lightning bolt spark.
That's God, you fuck. You've been taunting God for your whole life. God is upset. God's upset with you, Brian. All right, folks. We're going to have to figure out what this is so Brian doesn't die. And we don't want Josh Barnett to have a flat tire and then get electrocuted, because that shit would be ridiculous.
Ow.
So we're going to figure out what's going on, hopefully, and we'll be back in about 10 to 15 minutes. Is that probably accurate?
I don't know, man. That was a lightning bolt to my face.
Fucking kid's got to walk it off. I'll tell him to walk it off. 10, 15 minutes. We'll see you guys in a little bit. All right. Thank you. Bye.